I took it from the emotional angle, you see.
And, but you need to say who that was. You know what that song is?
That was Heroes from David Bowie, obviously.
Time check.
9:18 all over Britain.
There we go. And talking about all over Britain, what is out today all over this fantastic country? Well, must-see movie this weekend.
In 3D or 2D if you prefer. It's Fright Night, the new vampire movie. Colin Farrell, Anton Yelchin, Chris Mintz-Platt, Imogen Poots, Toni Collette, and somebody called David Tennant.
DT.
Yeah.
Was it good fun filming it?
Such a laugh. Yeah.
What, more than any other...
Just different because, you know, because the scale's different, because they have more resources. You're on a bigger sound stage. You've got bigger stunts. You've got bigger special effects. It was.
Do they work you a longer day? Because I'm guessing,
yeah,
from an outsider's point of view, you're being paid a bit more than TV. Is it fair to say
that? Yeah, it's fair to say that, yeah.
And so is it a longer day?
Yeah.
We do 9 to 5 almost.
You do. Oh, sometimes we do. the way the American unions work as well, you'll keep going until the day is finished. So that means if it takes 20 hours, it takes 20 hours.
How do you mean?
They just keep going until they've shot the day's work.
What if you're tired?
Well, that's tough.
Really, I'd be like, I'm sorry, but I need an afternoon nap. I got a nap.
Now, the way it's structured differently in America,
wonder Christian Bell went bananas.
Oh, yeah.
In 20 hours?
By the end of a 3-month shoot, people are completely puggled. Yeah.
Oh, my word. Hang on. That's two brand new words he's given this morning. Gubbed.
Yeah.
You could get gubbed, your football team.
Yeah.
What? Puggled?
Puggled. Just,
have you come from the 1920s and you're tarded?
I think puggled is, maybe it's a Scottish word, I don't know.
Is it like dogging up there?
No. it's a lovely...
I love the word puggled.
Puggled.
Is that when you're tired and irritable or just tired?
Just out of it, completely bleary-eyed and bewildered.
And so how long will it... What are you doing? It's like a page or two of script a day. How slow is it to make a movie?
Probably on that. I mean, it would depend. If you're doing a big action sequence, then it could the whole thing would be broken down over a week or so. But yeah, probably a couple of pages a day.
Always seems so slow to me. We're so used to working at a very quick pace, aren't
obviously,
we? I mean,
you've
got another 40 minutes left on this, right? It's gone so quickly. Don't you find that hard work? I mean, how many takes do you...
Well, again, you do more takes on something like this because there's more time. So we'd probably do an average of about 10 takes on everything.
For the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. And if it's something tricky, you keep going until it's there.
When I, and it is a when I decide to tip my hat in that ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's three. I'm like, Clint Eastwood, you know, he only has 3 takes of anything.
Yeah. No, you know, that there are different
ways to be fair, he's a really good actor.
Russ Williams, one take wonder. When you get Russ to voice something, one take, that's it. No mistakes.
Ever. We were kind of talking about
really
acting.
About,
I'd put Russ in that echelon.
I mean, he does sort of voice over to the station for Eagles gigs. Okay, thanks, Rich. A little bit random and took us into a cul-de-sac.
Nice one, though.
You know, this was like a Piers Morgan-style interview. He was about to start crying, weren't you?
I was, that was the moment.
That was the
moment.
And then
suddenly Richie took us, I don't know where.
Coming up next, Fish Face Friday.
Can't wait.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to have the choice of who hits you in the face with a fish? What a question to ask you. You can either have Max.
Hello.
Do you know what? I think this morning there's only one person who should have the right to be slapping you in the face with a fish.
Yeah.
Maggie Nels Doyle.
That's me. Mad Dog, they call me.
Mad Dog Doyle. She's step up in it. You've stolen her travel. You get to pick the fish, Maggie. Listeners have got to guess what
excellent.
The fish is.
Okay.
What are the contenders again this morning, Mr.
The
Random?
Contenders this morning.
You know, Russ Williams, when he's advertising like Eagles gigs, doing one take.
Yeah, one take.
We have three different fish.
Colin
it could
Farrell
be a trout.
Looks up to Russ Williams. Could that's who he bases his career on.
It could be a trout.
Could be a trout.
A sea bass fillet. Or a traditionally smoked undyed haddock fillet.
Mm. Oh,
I'm not liking the sound of trout.
Hang on a minute. They're all going to stink as well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Can I have some kind of poncho?
Well, otherwise you could end up puggled.
Well, I'm going to stink a fish all day.
Great. Let's get the latest travel news now from DT.
Absolute Radio Travel.
With titanium internet security from Trend Micro.
One lane closed in queuing traffic due to an accident on the M25 clockwise between Junction 9 Leatherhead and Junction 10 A3 Wisley Interchange.
There's a lane blocked on the M23 South Bend exit slip at Junction 9 Gatwick Airport. That's because of a broken down car.
Maidstone, the A20 Ashford Road closed in both directions due to overturned vehicle at Huntsman Lane.
In Leicestershire, it's very slow with an accident on the M1 southbound. That's between junctions 19 for the M6 and 18 for the A5 at Rugby.
Maggie is the best travel reader ever. Look forward to hearing more from her on Monday morning.
You can keep up to date with the latest on the roads at absoluteradio.co.uk/travel.
Love you, Mags.
Let me guess. Maggie wrote that script.
No.
Well. No.
And also,
he decided
Maggie,
to do the duet thing.
Not just that. He was pointing at you, cueing you in.
You
I would not take that. And you need to have that in your mind.
Okay.
When you coil up to hit him in the face.
I was trying to make it better.
Oh, it's coming. Fish Face is coming next.
Absolute Radio Travel.